This is a recording of The Cloud of Unknowing by Anonymous Monk. This recording is provided by the Christian Classics Ethereal Library and read by Brother Mark Dextris of Ventura, California, USA. For further information or to volunteer, please visit us at ccel.org. And now, The Cloud of Unknowing. Chapter 1, The Four Stages of the Christian Life, and How the Disciple for Whom This Book Was Written Advanced in This Calling. Dear spiritual friend in God, I want to tell you what my humble searching has found true about growing as a Christian. You'll experience four stages of maturity that I call the ordinary, the special, the singular, and the perfect. You can begin and complete the first three stages in this earthly life. Grace will help you start the fourth here also, but it will last forever in the heavenly joy of eternity. You will notice these stages are listed in this order. First, the ordinary, then the special, next the singular, and last, the perfect. Our Lord, in His profound mercy, has called you to progress through them in this order, leading you by the desires of your heart. You remember the first stage. You lived the ordinary Christian life with your friends out in the world until God's eternal love could no longer stand your being so far from Him, because first He created you from nothing, and later He paid His priceless blood for you when you followed Adam and got lost. So with an irresistible kindness, He nudged your desire awake. He fastened it to the leash of longing and led you to the next level, so you could be His servant, serving those that He loves. At this special level, He knew you would learn to live more abundantly and more spiritually than you had before. What else did He do? He didn't abandon you at this stage, because He loves you with all of His heart. He's loved you since you began. So what did He do next? See how forcefully and how gently He pulled you to the third level, the singular. Along this solitary way, you learn to lift up the foot of your love and walk in kindness toward purity. This fourth perfect level is the final one. Chapter 2, A Short Lesson on Humility and the Work of Contemplation. Cheer up. Yes, you're weak. And yes, your life is hard. Accept this, and then take a good, hard look at yourself. Who are you? What have you done to deserve being called by our Lord to this work? Is anyone's heart so fast asleep in laziness, so worn out and miserable, that it isn't jolted awake by the pull of this love and the sound of His voice calling? You're human, so watch out for that enemy, pride. Never think you're holier or better than anyone else. Never confuse the worthiness of your calling with who you are. Do not think that just because you're at the third or the singular level, you're more important than others. In fact, if you do not live out your calling, empowered by grace and good advice, the opposite will be true. You'll be worse off. You'll be more miserable and cut off from community than you can imagine. So let grace and wise instruction lead you to the good in your soul, and then act on that good. Live up to your high calling by lowering yourself. Become more loving to your spiritual partner, never forgetting how He, Almighty God and the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, chose to humble Himself for you. He was so compassionate that He chose you from among His flock of sheep as one of His special disciples. He put you in His pasture to eat the sweetness of His love, letting you sample your eternal heavenly inheritance. Continue doing what's right. Be strong. Look forward and let go of what happened yesterday. Look at your weakness, not at your strengths. Pay attention to what you still need to do, instead of rehearsing in your mind what you've already accomplished. This is the best way to get and to keep humility. Every aspect of your life must be founded on holy desires if you're going to advance along the way of purity. In every possible way, turn your will over to God's all-powerful hand. I especially want you to remember this. God is a jealous lover. He will not share you, so do not give yourself to anyone but Him. He is unwilling to work in your will unless you're willing to be entirely His and His alone. He is not asking for your help. He's asking for you. He wants you to lock your eyes upon Him and to leave Him alone to work in you. Your part is to protect the door and the windows, keeping out the intruders and the flies. If you're willing to do that, just ask Him, praying humbly, and He will help you immediately. So pray, and let's see how you do. God is completely ready. He's only waiting on you. What will you do? Where will you begin? its absence is unending suffering.